I grew up in a land of quiet heroes who wore their feelings inside out. Men who saw and did things they could barely talk about. Jerry was a mountain farmer living next to my granddad. His voice was like an angel and always made me glad. I never knew he was a soldier who fought in the moves are gone. 26,000 Americans died as that battle raged on and on. He managed to survive, but he never knew how or why. He got to live and raise a family when so many others died. Jerry had a son named Irving who was in the next world war. He fought in France and Germany and saw a share of blood and gore. One day talk turned to hunting, but he didn't do that anymore. He'd seen too much killing as a tanker during that awful war. He said it in a quiet way to help us understand. It was he who did the killing with a machine gun in his hands. He fired till the barrel glowed, replaced it and shot some more. That's how he softly told us why he didn't go hunting anymore. He managed to survive, but he never knew how or why. He got to live and raise a family when so many others died. Mr. Green was in the same battle Uncle Irving fought in. An infantry replacement, his training a little thin. He took out German armor using thermite grenades. When he made them fellers burn, he could stop their cannonade. He fought in the bitter cold for several desperate days, right up until his arm was mostly shot away. He managed to survive, but he never knew how or why. He got to live and raise a family when so many others died. Bill was a good machinist who swore by his 45. A shot to someone's mustache is one reason he survived. Deep in an island jungle, on another risky mission, Bill's Tommy gun, it jammed with steel case ammunition. It happened in close combat, where just a hair's breadth stood there between Bill's life and a very grisly death. He managed to survive, but he never knew how or why. He got to live and raise a family when so many others died. Tom was in the Air Force, where life could be horrific. He was a door gunner fighting in the South Pacific. He was resting on a log one day beside Joe, his best friend. And when he turned to look, he saw that Joe was very dead. Tom never knew what happened, and he hadn't heard a sound. Joe was dead there on the log, but he hadn't fallen down. He managed to survive, but he never knew how or why. Got to live and raise a family when so many others died. I thought Sam was mighty brave to lead a Sunday class of kids. Then I learned that was not the bravest thing he ever did. He was stationed at Pearl Harbor on a fateful December day and manned a 30 cal machine gun to help keep the Japanese at bay. He then flew countless missions on a maritime recon grid. A guardian of the upper realm was what Sam McCurdy did. He managed to survive, but he never knew how or why. He got to live and raise a family when so many others died. Phil was our country neighbor and a happy-go-lucky guy. He had a smile in hard times, but I never did know why. I didn't know he was a medic in that god-awful Korean War. I guess he was just so happy he wasn't fighting anymore. He managed to survive, but he never knew how or why. He got to live and raise a family when so many others died. Jim was standing on guard duty when he was rushed by Viet Cong. He downed one with his shotgun, but the other kept coming on. His shotgun had jammed up as the other guy charged close. He got him with his 45 in the foot and in the throat. He managed to survive, but he never knew how or why. He got to live and raise a family when so many others died. I grew up in a land of quiet heroes who wore their feelings inside out. Men who saw and did things they could barely talk about. Oh, they managed to survive, but they never knew how or why. They got to live and raise a family when so many others died.